Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Monday, February 24th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Hyper. Leading off this week, a new supply chain report today suggests that the iPhone 12 might support a new short-range Wi-Fi standard. According to the report, the iPhone 12 might support the 802.11ay standard, which is currently in the draft phase and expected to be finalized by the end of the year. 802.11ay uses 60 GHz spectrum to offer high bandwidth device-to-device transfer. It specifically focuses on short-range communication, which makes it sound like it's similar to Bluetooth, but with much faster data transfer speeds. In addition to iPhone-to-iPhone communication, an 802.11ay compatible iPhone could also interoperate with other forthcoming 802.11ay smart accessories. And of course, it's easy to see how Apple could use the 802.11ay standard to improve data transfers done through AirDrop, especially when combined with the U1 ultra-wideband chip in the newest iPhones. Meanwhile, the same report goes on to say that Apple might also be releasing a new LCD iPhone this fall. This contradicts previous reporting by Ming-Chi Kuo, who has said that all of the new iPhones released in the fall would feature OLED displays. But today's report explains that this device would likely be a follow-up to the iPhone 11, with Apple looking to capitalize on the success of the lower-cost model. So perhaps rather than simply dropping the price, Apple might replace the iPhone 11 with a spec-bumped model that would give it increased longevity. And last but not least, today's report sheds more light on Apple's AirTag item trackers. The report explains that these item trackers will be able to be recharged wirelessly using an inductive charger similar to the Apple Watch. But what's not clear is whether these AirTag item trackers will use the same charger as the Apple Watch or use the more standard Qi technology. Previous reporting had suggested that AirTags might also have user-replaceable batteries, so it's also unclear how they might integrate with a wireless charging design. We've got our full roundup of everything we know so far about AirTags on 9to5 Mac, and you can find it at the link in the show notes below. We are sponsored this week by Hyper and its next generation of USB-C hubs that are now available to pre-order. And also, thanks to Hyper, we're giving 9to5 Mac readers the chance to win Apple's newest Mac Pro worth $6,000. With the newest HyperDrive Gen 2, you get microSD and SD card support, 4K video at 60Hz, USB-A, USB-C, and more. The HyperDrive Gen 2 is designed to have a minimalistic industrial look that is both elegant and functional. The all-metallic exterior gives it a solid, rugged feel, while the ridges at the top of the product aid in heat dissipation and make it feel cool to the touch. All three of the new HyperDrive models are designed to either stand vertically upright or lie horizontally flat. Commonly accessed ports are placed on the front of the hub, while other more permanent connections are placed at the back for better cable management. The HyperDrive Gen 2 is available in 6, 12, and 18-port versions, and you can get 40% off the expected retail price with pre-orders on Kickstarter starting at $59. You can hit the link in the show notes to check it out and enter the Mac Pro giveaway as well. The inventory system of Target has apparently tipped off some potential new Apple products that could be coming this spring. First off, Target's inventory system references an unannounced pair of AirPods priced at $399. Apple's current AirPods lineup maxes out with the AirPods Pro at $249, so this is clearly a new higher-end option. Most recently, Apple supply chain analyst Ming-Chi Kuo said to expect new over-ear premium headphones from Apple sometime during the first half of this year. So it's likely that, if anything, Target's system is referring to these over-ear headphones, which have been rumored for a while now. Elsewhere, Target's system includes three listings for new Apple Watch bands. This makes a lot of sense considering that Apple usually releases new watch bands at the start of spring every year. There are also four references to a new Apple TV model in Target's inventory. This certainly isn't the first time we've heard the potential for a new Apple TV. The latest tvOS 13 releases have referenced an upgraded Apple TV using Apple's A12 or A13 chip. but it's unclear why there would be four different models in Target's system, with starting prices at $179. Finally, Target also references new iPad models as well, and a new iPod Touch. New iPad models have been rumored for the first half of the year, but we haven't heard anything about a new iPod Touch. The iPod Touch was just updated last year, and prior to that, it'd gone 4 years between updates. Target staffers have said that placeholders for new products are common, and that pricing information is usually accurate, but naming information is not. For instance, this could mean that the $399 price tag for Apple's headphones is accurate, but that the AirPods naming is not. We aren't quite sure what to make of these references in Target's systems just yet. There is plenty of evidence to suggest that Apple is holding a March keynote this spring to announce new hardware, but we'll just have to wait and see whether these placeholder entries in the Target system turn out to be a useful indicator of what to expect from Apple this spring. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.